Good Erev Shabbos, everybody. Erev Parshas Re'ei. Erev Shabbos Mevorchim HaChodesh for Chodesh Elul. Zman of Elul is the time of Anilu Dodi V'Dodi Li. It's a time of Tshuva, a time to work on ourselves. It's brought down that the Rebbe Yisrael Salanter stood in Shul and he heard the Mevorachim HaChodesh for Chodesh Elul. He heard the words Elul, he fainted. This is the level of seriousness that we should try to think about and try to inculcate within our lives over the next few weeks. One of my favorite Mishalim, which describes El, and I said it last year and I've said it over a number of times, is as follows. There was once a ship that was docking in the port, and the forecast was for severe storms, severe rain, severe wind, and the captain lowered the anchor, and he anchored the boat by the dock. And one of the crewmen came to the captain and said, "Mr. Captain, you know, the weather forecast says that there's going to be stormy weather tonight. There's no way that this boat is not going to drift to sea. So therefore, I suggest that I don't understand why you anchored the boat. It's a waste. It's not going to help at all." So the captain of the boat turned to the crewman and he said, "You're an absolute fool." He said, "I understand, I know the weather report just as well as you do. I understand that that no matter what, the boat is going to drift from the shore and it's going to be out at sea due to the weather that's expected. However, if I don't anchor the boat, we're going to drift so far away from the shore that it's going to be very difficult for us to return back to the shore. However, if we anchor the boat, I know that we'll drift away from the shore, but we'll at least be able to see, we'll be close enough to the shore that we'll be able to see and redirect the boat and return to the shore once the storm subsides." That's the mashal. The nimshal, I think, is very obvious, that the year, very often, from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah, it's tumultuous, it's stormy. So, we're definitely going to drift somewhat. There's no question about it. Everybody drifts away from the shore in this stormy weather. But if you're anchored, if you have an anchor, so no matter how far, even if you drift, if you're anchored at a certain time, so then you'll be able to find your way back, you'll be able to see the shore, you'll be able to return. However, if you don't anchor yourself, and you endure a severe storm, it's very, very difficult for you to come back. That's the nimshal, part one. That's the nimshal. So, therefore, when a person goes ahead and for Shon Yom Kippur, and of course now starting Elul, a person tries to anchor himself by introspecting about his life, whether it's Bein Adam L'Chavero, whether it's Bein Adam L'Mokom, whether it's Bein Adam L'Atzmo, whatever it is. Prison tries and he anchors himself. He's prepared. He's anchored his boat, and even if the storm comes, he will be able to return. And I think now that we're heading towards the end of the summer, you know, summer is a very difficult time. Vacation time is a very difficult time. People don't have structure of yeshiva. People have their challenges. No question about it. But if a person says, "I can't drift too far away. I have to re-anchor myself. I have to return to shore. It's Elul now. It's time of Achas Shoalti Meis Hashem Osavake Shifti B'Vish Hashem Kol Yom Chayai." Person has the approach that I want to be closer to Hashem. I want to try to work myself. We have, you know, 30 days to Rosh Hashanah, then 40, another 10 days to Yom Kippur. Total of 40 days of these days. Total of 40. Time to work on ourselves. Time to re-anchor ourselves. Forget about last year. Forget about next year. That's not our focus right now. Our focus is to re-anchor ourselves, and that I believe, and I've mentioned it before, that I believe is also the lesson of Yeshiva Torah Shagar, any yeshiva in Israel, that life, Mitzvah Hashem will live to 120, life is very tumultuous, stormy, But if you anchored, if you take advantage of your time in yeshiva, whether it's Torah Shrag or other yeshivas, or when you're post Torah Shrag or whatever institution you're in, these formative years, if you anchor yourself these years in learning, when life is not as busy, when you're still single, some of you, of course, listening, still, you know, are married, Baruch Hashem. But if you anchor yourself in these years, so Be'ezus Hashem, when the stormy times come in your lives, you'll be able to not only survive but also thrive and make your way back. Even if you drift away, make your way back. So those are a few words of chizuk for Elul. I just heard Levi Greenspan told me a few ideas about Re'eh. He said Re'eh is Rosh Tevis, Rosh Hashanah, Elul, and Yom HaKippurim. That Re'eh always comes before Rosh Chodesh benching for Elul. And that is that now is the time to take advantage, to try to work on ourselves, to take advantage of to prepare for the Rosh Hashanah, to prepare for Elul, to prepare for Yom HaKippurim. And I saw it brought down in the Sefer that around this time of Aaron Lieb Steinman, Ram Parshas Re'eh, he gave a tremendous drasha. The drasha was based upon the idea that Re'eh Anochi Nosen Lefnechem Hayom. See, and language of seeing is stop and think. Stop for a moment and think about your actions. And he developed an idea that a person who lives in a very superficial way, that's not a real life, a person who delves into things, a person who thinks about what his tafkid in life is, a person who thinks about what he's doing, a person who thinks about his learning, a person who dedicates his mind and his being to learning more in depth and working on himself, that's real life. But just cruising or living superficially is not life. Not life. And the following story was said that the following story happened soon after that shmooze that Rav Steinman gave, how important it is to think and to learn with depth and to live with depth and to not just ignore the subtle hints that the Yetzer Tov sends us on a pretty consistent basis. It's as follows. There was a boy that was supposed to be kicked out of yeshiva, and they weren't sure what to do with him yet, so in the interim, I'm not sure if it was Ben Azmanim. It could be it was Ben Azmanim. They weren't sure if they were going to accept him back. But during Ben Azmanim, he decided he had a chavrusa with an avrich. It was a married kollel fellow, and they were learning, and they came across a very difficult tosfos. And the avrich said, "No, you know, it's too difficult for us. This tosfos. Let's move on." The bachur said, "No. We have to continue to work hard and to toil and to try to figure out this tosfos." And Avreich was actually very surprised. He figured this kid, he didn't seem to be the most serious boy. He wasn't sure if he was going to get reaccepted into his yeshiva that he was in limbo at. And the Bacher said, "No, I just read in the newspaper about a drasha that Rav Aaron Lieb Steinman Shlita gave about this idea that a person has to toil, a person has to work hard in his learning, a person has to work hard in life. And I've taken it upon myself to work hard. And when I got to this tosis, I see that this is a test for me. I could go on. I could say, you know, I don't understand this tosis and just move on. I tried my best. I'm moving on. However, I want to push myself because I know that this is what's right." And of course, the Avreich accepted his suggestion. And they continued to toil and try to figure out the tosfos, even though that they did not necessarily figure it out. But they continued working and working on the tosfos. The next day, there was a discussion in the house of Steinman Shlita with this Avreich, with the Rosh Yeshiva from this yeshiva, whether or not to let this boy back into the yeshiva. And the story goes that it seems as though he did something pretty bad. And the Avreich didn't know the details and wasn't able to say, you know, something about that exact ma'aseh. But he spoke up. The Avreich spoke up and he says, "Listen, I want you to know what happened yesterday with this boy. I was learning this boy, and this boy was so moved by the shmooze of Steinman Shlita that he said, 'I'm not moving on from this tosis until I understand that I'm working hard, because a life without toil, a life with superficiality is not a life. A person has to be deep about who he is, about what life is, what Torah is. He can't live laissez-faire, you know, everything loosey-goosey. He can't." And when the Rosh Yeshiva Shlita, when Steinman heard this, he said, "That's it. Now I understand that now I've decided that he has to be reaccepted into the yeshiva. First of all, the boy did not know that this expression of wanting to delve into things was going to have a direct impact on his being reinstated into the yeshiva. Nothing to do with that. But Aaron Liebsteinman and the Rebbeim that were the Rosh Yeshiva that were there said, you know what, if this is his approach, if this is what he wants to do, then he has to be reaccepted into the yeshiva. And sure enough, this boy was reaccepted into the yeshiva, reinstated, and he grew to be Talmud Chacham, of course. He got married, and he has children, and he's an Avreich and Kolal, and he learns with a lot of Hasmada. What you see here is that a person was, this person was in a challenge, he was in a storm, he wasn't sure what his life was going to be, and he decided, he heard a shmooz, he heard something, he said, I'm going to try to learn with depth, I'm going to try to put all my effort, and put all my strength and kochos into serving the Kodesh Baruch Hu, whether it's in my learning, whether it's in my davening, whether it's in my chavero. Life is full of challenges and tests, and I think if we take this time, Erev Rosh Chodesh, Erev Shabbos, benching for Rosh Chodesh, and Bez Hashem, Tuesday and Wednesday, which I believe is Rosh Chodesh, if I'm not mistaken, these times, Rosh Chodesh Elul, and start Elul on the right foot, and try to work on ourselves throughout Elul, and try to work on ourselves heading towards Rosh Hashanah, and Aseres Mitzvah and Yom Kippur. Be'ezus Hashem, we'll be zochev, we all do tshuva to see the Gula Shleim and Hevim Eno, and we'll all be'ezus Hashem, it's not so far away, be all inscribed in the books of the Tzaddikim Gemurim. Have a wonderful Shabbos.